Everybody, welcome to Mat Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian, and I'm joined by the new lead singer of Meshuggah, Rich Stambolian.
I love heavy metal. Not really a big Meshuggah fan. Sorry, guys.
Not a big Meshuggah fan.
I've always given them a shot, and I'm just like, you know what? Like, not there's certain bands where I'm like, you know what? Not for me.
Yeah. Deacon is a big Meshuggah fan.
He looks like a big Meshuggah fan.
Time he walks around with us, so he met me. He had to do a bunch of work for me.
Yeah.
And I was coming in from the city, so I'm like, listen, I don't have time to see you, so why don't you meet me at press, and I'll give you, like, all the stuff that you need.
Yeah.
So he comes in, he's wearing a Meshuggah shirt.
Yeah.
And every Jewish old lady goes, ah, Meshuggahna. You're Meshuggahna? Like 10 of them. Uh-huh. Everybody's like, oh, do you know what that means? Are you Jewish? What do you mean, Meshuggahna? Are you crazy? What do you mean? And like this poor kid has no idea what they're talking about. And he's like, no, it's a band. He goes, whose band? And it was like a 45-minute conversation he had with this like tiny little old lady, Jewish lady, talking about how it's a band.
Was it like a who's on first bit?
Yeah, it's like a who's on like,
it's a band. Who's band? The guys who's in the band.
No. Who's on first? This show is all about professional wrestling. Rich, how you feeling today? You look a little hungover.
I feel like garbage. I went out last night. I went to see with my wife. I went to go see Goat Whore and Satyricon.
Hip hop bands, right?
Yes, very late '90s.
Late '90s hip hop bands.
And we got so loaded. And I ran from 23rd and Lex to Penn Station trying to high-five as many people as I could.
Why?
I don't know. I was just like, I was in a really good mood. I got the set list from the show.
Yeah.
It's Satyricon's last, for those that give a shit, it's the last North American tour. They're not coming back to the States.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. They're done.
It's too much with the visa stuff, and they haven't been here for 9 years, and they were like, this is it. So we had a good time. I've been up since 6:30. I don't know why I'm up.
Listen, if you see my kid somewhere, just let me know.
Okay.
Just let me know what's going on.
I'm ready to talk about wrestling.
Yeah, man. A lot went on since the last time we did a show. So the all-in stuff we covered last week. And I have to tell you, I got a lot of praise, but I also got a lot of crap.
Why?
Bizarre. I got the guys that were like, Andrew, I'm glad that you said this about, you know, why wrestling fans are upset over this, how people don't know how ticket sales go.
Right.
I got a message from a known ticketing company, actually.
Uh-huh.
And they were like kind of praising the show. They're like, dude, you guys are doing a great job. I re-caught this, you know, the segment. And you're absolutely right about how secondhand market goes. It wasn't this big deal. I also spoke to a couple of my friends that, not friends, acquaintances that are familiar with the venue.
Yeah.
And they said the secondhand market tickets were a fraction of it. It was going to sell out regardless.
Yeah.
Like this, it was gone regardless. Also, I believe StarCast is sold out.
Yes.
That is also sold out. Yeah. So this is big. This is big. We also have New Japan at the Cow Palace.
Yes.
Next week? What is it? The 6th? What day is that going to be? Shin, you could do the homework for us here.
The 9th.
Whatever the date is.
I think
is.
It's the 9th.
So we have a lot of wrestling happening, and I kind of want to take the time. Yeah. By the way, we're also accepting questions throughout the entire show.
Yes.
We're going to make this a little bit loose, not as structured. I want to take your questions. I want to hear from you guys what you think is happening in pro wrestling. our phone line, by the way, we are going to have the phone line.
Yes.
Starting in 2 weeks.
Do some call-ins.
The phone lines will be up and running. For people who don't know, I have a $4,000 like legit 6-line pot system here.
Yeah.
That I have never used.
Yeah, yeah.
Courtesy of the Telos Alliance.
Yes.
Our friends over there, Kirk Harnack and
I remember that.
And our friends over there have we have everything set up. I just have yet to test the lines.
Yeah. Which is funny because we've been talking about this for a few years.
So we are gonna make this when we do a Saturday show, I think we should do a call-in show.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Russ from Ontario.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First time, long time. Who wrestles?
Who wrestles? it's July 7th at the Cow Palace,
cool.
By the way. I don't know what the ticket situation for that is. I should ask. I heard they were very close to selling out, but I don't know what the situation is right now. So we have that. We have the WWE deal.
Oh my God. The SmackDown deal. Yeah.
We have the Raw deal, which we don't know as much information about, but let's start off with that.
Oh my God!
So Raw got picked up. Essentially, it's not the deal is not done.
Right.
But there is a promise.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's the intent a letter. It's not a letter of intent. I forgot what the legal terminology is, but it's literally like a legal letter that says, we intend on paying you, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
If this was match and that's match and both parties agree, and then they wait to sign the contract.
Yeah.
So USA got the deal first.
Yes.
USA signed Raw for the number. I don't know if it's 100% released, but it is astronomical.
Oh, yes.
And it's way bigger than the USA, than the UFC deal.
Yeah.
So they picked it up to the point that they can't afford SmackDown.
Right.
Which is so
interesting.
Which is interesting. So they allowed SmackDown to be shopped, and Fox picked up SmackDown.
Like, immediately.
Fox Network. I'm not talking FS1. I'm not talking FS2. Yeah. I'm saying Fox Network.
Yeah.
FX, FXX. Fox Network picked up WWE SmackDown.
So crazy.
For a deal, a five-year deal, in the upwards of over $1 billion.
How effing bananas is that?
Bananas. So, we are talking about a lot of money.
It's a whole lot of money.
It's staying live.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are saying it's not staying live. And unfortunately, it's moving to Fridays.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
So, but here's where it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
It doesn't suck in the sense that this is the go-home show.
Yes.
And this will be the A show.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Do you think there will be another shuffle?
There will be 100% another shuffle. This is going to be the A show because this is getting network attention.
Yes.
Now, on top of this, I've also heard that there will be network specials.
Right.
On both USA and NBC.
Definitive brand splits.
This is going to be a I don't know. Actually, let me... I was told it is.
Yeah.
And then I was told that, no, you're going to have a lot of crossovers. So Ronda Rousey will be on there. Brock Lesnar will be on there. The Undertaker. Like, there'll be a lot of crossovers here.
That's... You know what's interesting about that is that... WWE's in there, obviously, has created their own universe with their characters, but when somebody reaches that top billing, they're the only ones that can go back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, Brock and Taker can show up on both shows, John Cena can show up on both shows, Ronda can show up on both shows, right?
Yes.
The interesting thing about this deal is, like, USA was like, listen, we can't let go of Raw, because if we let go of Raw, what do we have? We got Crisley? We got reruns of...
The USA cannot afford to, like, because that is the only thing that's keeping their ratings up, absolutely.
Crisley, reruns of Modern Family, and Suits. And they're like, listen,
and
we
Suits
need...
is done. Suits is finished.
Or whatever. Whatever. Right? Burn Notice or whatever.
Burn Notice. Whatever shows they have on there.
Whatever dopey show that is on there.
A marathon of
Crisley.
SVU all day long.
Yeah, exactly. So USA learned from their mistake when Raw moved to TNN.
Yeah, and I think WWE learned from their mistake, too.
Yes, and then, you know, coming back to the USA Network is awesome.
You know, it's fascinating because if you think about it, this is what WWE wanted to do with WCW.
Okay.
The original offer, you know, people forget that that buyout in 2001, that was the second offer from WWE.
Right.
WWE originally was in place to purchase WCW in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And with Brad Siegel, that was running WCW at the time, the deal was that they would stay on Turner. They would still be on Turner programming.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to pay a lot more money for this. And TNN is the one that said, no, you can't be on another network.
Right.
So that's how that ended. And TNN didn't have availability for them. So when WCW lost TV, when Eric came in to buy it with his Fusion Media Group, when he came to buy it, and they had signed a deal, and then they pulled the rug under them and said, there's no TV. That's when Vince came and just picked up the scraps.
For a reported, what, $4 million?
It goes anywhere from $3.5 million to, like, $4 million. I think we're talking with, like, legal stuff and everything. We're talking, like, $8, $9
million. Sure. Still, that's a steal.
The company was evaluated at $125 million a year and a half prior.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable.
But DVD sales alone, man, when they put out that Best of Nitro DVD.
Oh, that was it.
It skyrocketed to the top. Like, you make your money on the library.
You know, I do think I have one issue with this. This is my prediction. I don't think the name SmackDown is going to stay.
Okay, why?
Because they need to identify this as an A brand.
Okay.
And it's abusive. Smacking people.
But I feel like so's the name, like, Raw. Raw.
Monday Night Raw. No, I think both names are dated. Raw, Nitro, Thunder.
Yeah.
Smackdown.
Heat.
Heat. Stevie Knight Heat is the best name.
Velocity.
Velocity. What was the other one?
Access? No, doesn't know.
No.
Main event.
Main event. No, challenge. Superstars. No, there was another shitty, like.
Yeah, there was.
Shotgun Saturday Night. I can't believe Undertaker and Triple H had a match in Penn Station.
Yep.
On the escalator.
Every time I walk by,
yeah, I think of that.
Think of that match. It's just like Triple H falling down the escalator.
Dude, I see that every freaking day with the homeless guys fighting over a bag of Cheetos. Every day.
It's hysterical. Yeah. The other thing that, this is a joke, by the way, guys. The other thing is that because Fox picked it up, SmackDown is going to become an extreme right show.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's going to be. Yeah. I hope so. I hope that's the direction we go.
AJ Styles is going to be, we're coming out with MAGA hats.
Yeah. And I want him to be the Colonel, AJ Styles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just a lot just, of.
A lot of 1940s, you know, propaganda. I love it.
A MAGA hat and a Confederate flag. Phenomenal.
And he
one.
Needs to turn the accent up, man.
Oh, my God.
Needs to turn it up. I love it. Listen, I think. Oh, jacked and metal. Jacked. That's it. That's it. That's it, Shin. Thank you. Listen, man, I think this Fox thing is phenomenal.
Yes.
I think it's great network television. Now, the only question is, what are the ratings going to look like? You know, what are we talking about with ratings? Because I don't think, and this is my opinion, and I know people will dispute this, network television doesn't necessarily have the leverage that it did 10 years ago. To be on a network show compared to a cable show made a huge difference in your ratings. Now, I think the expectation would be, they would be happy with 3.5 million viewers a week. They would be very happy with that. You know, if we're talking 10 years ago, if you weren't getting 10, then you were a failure.
Yeah. Hey, well, so, what if they just did a million? Because, like,
No. They won't. They'll do way more.
Network TV is so weird at this point.
They're doing, right now, they're doing 2.5 million on average, let's say. 2.3 million, 2.5 million, while Raw's doing maybe 3 at most.
Do you know anybody that watches network television?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't it weird?
Unless it's like, listen, for sports I do. I'll watch football, I'll watch baseball, I'll watch whatever on network television. But there's nothing really on network TV because it's really just, it's catering to just, you know what? I know people that watch Big Bang Theory and I absolutely hate it.
I can't stand
it. Hate Big Bang Theory. I'm trying to think what the last network television show that I liked was.
Are you a big
How I Met Your Mother, I loved it.
Ugh,
I love that show.
Disgusting.
I did. I loved
disgusting.
It.
Disgusting. Young Sheldon. You probably like
Young
Sheldon.
Young Sheldon. No, I don't like that. I don't like that show.
You like Two Broke Girls?
No,
that's
abysmal.
On like Channel abysmal. 2 or some shit. Anyway, Gotham.
Okay, Gotham.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for the CW shows, but
Buffy.
Does that count as network television?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, lower network.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Homeboys in Outer Space on UPN.
Oh, I loved Homeboys in Outer Space. Yeah. I loved
And Moesha. I liked all the black shows.
I liked when I was a kid.
That was
kid.
My thing.
Really?
I was a huge I'm gonna tell you right now, my favorite show as a kid Moesha. Was Martin Lawrence.
Martin gets a pageant. Martin's awesome. Father Dowling Mysteries. When I was a kid, I used to love that show.
Father Dowling Mysteries?
Tom Bosley is a priest. Tom, the dad from Happy Days.
Yeah.
And he had a young nun sidekick, and they would solve murders somehow every week.
That's really funny.
And for some reason, I was just like
really into it.
I was like 9, and like, yo, this is some TV right now. Anyway, we like wrestling, like the Goldbergs.
I like the Goldbergs actually. That's a good show.
Okay,
that's a good show. I like Black-ish.
Sure.
I like the Asian version of Black-ish.
We're going to talk about wrestling and TV shows we like.
So I think this is a great deal.
Absolutely.
I just don't know what this means for going to Friday.
Well, SmackDown started on Thursday, right?
Started on Thursday.
And
went
then
to Friday,
it moved to Friday.
And then went to Tuesday.
Right.
I think Tuesday's the sweet spot.
Tuesday, I think, is the sweet spot.
But they can't do a Tuesday. They can't do a Thursday because of Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting.
And I don't know what the problem with Tuesday is.
Right, that's kind of interesting too, because like you have to think about like this is also going to make me feel old and sound old, but I feel like that like Friday night's tough, man. Like people usually do still go out on a Friday night, you know.
You know what? I don't go out on Friday nights.
Yeah, do you want to sit home and watch wrestling on a Friday night?
No, I want to just get drunk.
Yeah,
I just want to like. take a pill and
fucking surf, man.
Surf.
Go fucking surfing, yeah, bro. Yeah.
I don't know. So we'll see what happens with that because we still got a year.
Yeah. Listen. This is we're slowly but surely getting to where Vince McMahon
is
wants
bought by
to
Disney.
Be. Oh my God! Imagine.
Yeah.
And then you have.
Listen, dude. I'm telling you. That's down. That's gonna. I'm not saying it's happening now.
Down
that
the
is
line.
The only. That is the only thing that makes sense, and then we're gonna have WWE crossing over into the Marvel universe.
And yo, imagine this:
fucking, Roman Reigns.
You see, oh my
in
God.
The Avengers.
You see Star Wars, and then because Disney owns everything, right? Star Wars movie. Give it another 10 years. Who is stuck in fucking cryo freeze on one of the ships? Triple H. And right next to him, Wolverine.
Yeah.
You're gonna get.
You're gonna get those crossovers. I'm telling you right now. It's my my 6 year old imagination hard ons.
Absolutely.
Where like Wolverine, you know, like Wolverine is fighting Hulk Hogan in that blue ring.
Oh my God.
That's gonna happen. Guys, I hope not, but it will.
You hope so.
I don't know. No. I really don't know how I feel about that. The same thing. I know this is going off. Like, I don't know how I feel about Deadpool possibly entering into the Marvel universe.
Why?
Because the whole rated R thing. Will Disney put out a rated R movie?
Who cares?
Will they?
Yeah, but you can keep him. You can keep him like.
Do you think? Do you think Logan would have been as good on a Disney franchise?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Well, you know, I watched that movie again and I cried again.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Every time.
He's James
Batista's
Mangold.
Already in Guardians.
Yes. Batista's in Guardians. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Like, you're going to get... Because you got to push the envelope, right?
Give me the weirdest... And then we'll move on. Give me the weirdest mashup you could possibly think of, including a WWE wrestlers and a franchise that Disney owns.
Oh, boy. Boba Fett movie.
Okay.
Where Boba Fett, for some reason, teams up with the New Day.
Perfect. That's it. That's
there you
the
go.
One.
That's the movie I want.
And that makes
see.
So much sense, actually.
I want to see a
the
buddy.
I want to see the New Day and Guardians.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is great. Yeah. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. The Undertaker versus Ghost Rider. I like that.
Undertaker versus Thanos.
There you go.
He's the only one that could take the rings off.
You didn't see the movie, right?
I did see the movie.
Okay. Did you like it?
I did not.
Why not?
I felt that it had no dialogue.
Okay.
And... You know, I'm going to tell you, like, I'm big on that. Uh-huh. I feel like there was no... I don't like how they write the Avengers movies.
Why?
Because it's Tony Stark giving a smarky remark.
Sure.
And then nobody responding to it.
Right.
There's never any dialogue ever in their... You know, it's such a cliche, every dialogue that they use. And this one was so turned up.
It's just banter.
It's just banter. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. It's just banter. And this one had no dialogue whatsoever. And you were left to try to figure out everything that was supposed to happen.
Okay.
So if you don't follow, and this isn't for me, but if you don't necessarily like follow every single Marvel movie that's happened,
yeah.
You have no idea what happened.
Well, I didn't see Black Panther before I saw
it. I didn't see it either.
So I was like a little lost. Yeah. But whatever, I saw Black Panther a couple weeks ago. It was awesome.
I felt that X-Men 3 was a way better movie.
Get out of here.
No, it wasn't. I'm joking.
Bonkers.
No, it was fine. It was fine. I just felt that they could have used a little bit more explanation.
Okay.
I think they wrote Thanos nice, like how they built his character. Yeah, where he's not really a bad guy, but he is a bad guy.
Yeah.
I felt that was well done.
Uh-huh.
I felt the Avengers were done really poorly.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Welcome to the movies.
Yeah. I also read everything prior to watching it.
Wow, I hate it when you do that, man. I can't believe you do that.
I gotta do it.
All
right. Let's go into wrestling. So...
Vince will have his dream. This is the original point I wanted to make. 3 hours of Raw, possible 3 hours of SmackDown, NXT, dual-branded pay-per-view every month, tons of content on the network. I think he's going for, like, that 20... When he reaches that goal, that's when the sale to Disney comes.
He did, and Vince just... holds hands with Walt Disney. Walt Disney appears. They hold hands and they just walk away.
And Vince gives Walt Disney a rock bottom.
I would love that.
You Nazi.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. But Let's talk about wrestling right now. Currently, I watched SmackDown this morning again.
Quick fun show.
SmackDown was great. I thought that main event with Jeff Hardy and Daniel Bryan was great. Bryan's putting on some muscle, some weight.
Yeah, looking good.
His traps looked phenomenal.
He looks so well rested.
He really does. He looks like he woke up from a 7-year nap.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's amazing? You know, you watch Daniel Bryan and he's 34 now.
Yeah.
And Jeff Hardy's 42.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff 41.
Jeff Hardy's 41, 40. Yeah. No, 42.
Okay.
And Jeff is still good.
Yes.
But Daniel is so, and I talk about Kenny Omega. I spoke about Kenny and Chris Jericho last week about this. Yeah. And it was the same thing with this match where he's just this much better.
Yes.
But this much means so much in wrestling.
Yeah.
I love that his new move is a submission.
Yeah.
That he's been trying to get over.
The heel hook.
The heel hook. Yeah, yeah. I love it. Yeah, I like the awesome. Heel hook.
It's cool, man. What's interesting about that is that big cast match got pulled, huh?
Yeah.
There's rumors that he's got a little heat ski on him.
He has a little heat ski, but he could be hurt.
Right.
He could not be hurt. I don't know what they're doing with that. I think that was a really bad position to put Daniel in. And I understand Daniel needs to. I like the story, actually. I actually, out of all the stuff that they're doing,
yeah.
I like how they're making him work his way up again. He didn't enter into the main event. You know, he's been tested a couple times with AJ, and he's done this. But now, like, he's ascending into a main eventer again. He started off after WrestleMania with Big Cass.
Right.
I think that it was an abortion as far as a match goes. Because
okay.
What are you going to do with this big dude that's, you know, Cass is great, but he needs to be a monster in the ring. He needs to go in there. And beat people, do the same thing as Braun. Imagine, take Big Cass and Braun and put him in the same situation.
I don't know, man. I think I think Big Cass doesn't have the intimidation factor that Braun does. You know what I mean?
No, he doesn't. No, absolutely not. You're
like,
right.
It's like Test. You know what I mean? Like
Test.
Like Test didn't have that intimidation factor that a dude like your big men, like The Undertaker or like Big Show had.
Yeah.
You know? Same thing with Big Cass, man. Like, he's just, like, to me, I love the guy. I think he's come a long way on the mic. You know, and, like, to be put with Daniel Bryan, both of them coming back from injury.
Yeah, bad
move.
Like,
it's a bad move, but it was also, like, it's good for him to learn a little more.
For Cass.
You know, yeah.
I don't think Daniel's the one that should be teaching him.
But now, we're getting, it's like, you like, that is so.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's over.
And now it's Daniel Bryan versus Samoa Joe headlining next week's SmackDown.
Yeah, so.
This is how ridiculous is that?
We're getting, you know, dude, I think the last time they faced each other was 2004.
Yeah.
So, I very excited for that. So, what do you think the Money in the Bank's going to be? Do you think it's going to be Joe, or do you think it's going to be Daniel?
Who's going to win?
Who's going to go in? Because remember, this is to qualify.
I honestly don't think they're going to put Daniel Bryan into a ladder match.
I think
at this
they
point
will.
In his return,
I don't know. I why wouldn't they?
You know, just to be a little more on the safe side, or put him in the match and just have him do no spots, no ladder spots.
I think he's fine, dude.
Yeah,
I think he's fine.
I think he's like, fine too. But like, there's always that lingering. You know, he has to get tested every time he goes backstage.
I don't know if they're doing that anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're doing that
saying,
anymore.
I'm just saying.
So this is what we have. Look at this Money in the Bank card. Okay, we have the Bludgeon Brothers versus Gallows Anderson. Tag team match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship.
Yeah.
Which I would love to see Gallows and Anderson win that thing.
Absolutely.
Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal in a singles match.
You know what? Good for them.
Yeah. Carmella versus Asuka for the women's title. I think Asuka should get the title.
Yes.
What the hell happened to Asuka? She's done.
She's been hanging out.
She's done. I mean, they killed her. It's over.
Yeah.
They had her lose just so Carmella could beat Charlotte the next day.
Right.
Because they want to build to a Charlotte and Ronda match at next year's WrestleMania.
Exactly.
Tell me how that makes sense.
It doesn't, but it does.
I think what could have happened, and listen, everybody could armchair, you know, quarterback anytime after a match, but the thing that would have made sense is, okay, so Carmella cashes in the same exact way with the help of other people during a match.
Right.
And you had, you know, four or five people kill Charlotte in order to take the title off of her in a wonky finish. Not this clean 1-2-3 in the ring.
Yeah.
After cashing in the next day when you're the grand poobah. You beat Oscar.
That phrase is not used enough, by the way.
Rampuba?
Yeah.
I'm bringing it back.
In the modern vernacular. Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. So we're going to have Nia Jax versus Ronda Rousey and for the Raw Women's Championship. I have no idea what the plan with this is.
I think
I see Steph screwing Ronda. I think it's going to be a DQ, and Steph somehow interferes in the match, and Nia and Steph, it's like she's Steph's bodyguard.
Okay,
that's how I see this playing.
I think this is such a haphazardly put together matchup.
Yeah.
Between both.
Too early,
of them.
Man. Too early. I think Ronda should have started off as an attraction in the beginning.
Yes.
You got this. I mean, she's you know, the one.
Right.
So you have her go and face all these, you know, terrible people.
Yeah.
And crush them. And then finally you build to maybe SummerSlam. You get a couple months out of this where it's Nia and her.
Now what is the impetus to put Nia and Ronda together? Do you think we're going to get
Nia Ronda at SummerSlam? Or Steph and Ronda at SummerSlam?
For the belt?
No, just grudge match. I think we're going to get that.
I don't know, man. I think I don't want to cheat this ahead of time, but I just kind of feel like that whole women's revolution thing kind of fell a little flat in the last few months, huh?
I think, you know what it is? There's so much now. There's so many women.
Right, but I'm right? saying...
And I think the attention is being taken away. Like, right. When you split that roster of the women, you kind of showed its weaknesses. When you have, you know, you have Charlotte, you have Ronda, you have Asuka, you have Becky, you have Sasha, you have Bayley, you have
Ember Moon,
you have, you know, let's say Nia. You got all these people, right?
Yeah.
And then now you take that and you cut it in half.
Right.
And now you got to bring up people like Peyton Royce and the other one. What's her name?
Iconics.
The Iconics. Mm-hmm. You bring them up. And listen, I think they're a great act in NXT. I don't think they were ready to come up. You have Carmella as the champion, and she's, you know, great personality. I don't think she's a phenomenal wrestler. I think what got the women's thing over was really good wrestling.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with them being attractive or them being pretty. Right. It has to do with personality, and it has to do with being a good worker.
And also, they were all very over.
Billie Kay, thank you very much.
Yeah, they were all very over when they were together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, before they did the brand split, because I just feel like a lot of it's like a little lopsided, and it's interesting because it's a very well-rounded women's roster in the regard of, like, you have the wrestlers, you have the characters, you have, like, the Iconics are a throwback to, like, the Divas. The Iconics are basically 2018's Lay Cool.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Right? And people took that as an insult when you said that.
Why?
I don't know. People got it wasn't meant to be insulting, but it is a throwback to that kind of generation.
That's exactly what it is. And you're getting a little something for everybody, but I just kind of feel the way the stories are being told and the way this stuff is being booked right now, it's very slapdash.
Yeah, but it's also WWE. That's WWE writing right now.
All right, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
In general. And I think it's exposed more with women because they could possibly not really know how to write for women. I honestly think that they don't know how to write for women.
Okay.
If you really look at the NXT women's division at its height, it was not catty. It wasn't written like they're high school girls. It was written like, I'm a wrestler.
Right.
I want that freaking title. I'm going to kick your ass and we're going to put on a clinic.
Right.
And it's about getting the respect of these fans. It's about, you know, putting on a great show. Now, it's everybody's turning on everybody. There's no loyalty. Every second, somebody's calling someone a bitch, essentially. And someone's telling someone that they're not good enough. The writing is just so sophomoric. Look at Bayley, man.
Yeah.
Look at Bayley.
Yeah.
She's corny.
Right.
She's a good wrestler.
Yes.
Not the best. Uh-huh. Doesn't have to be. She's not the most attractive.
Okay.
Right? At WWE standards. She's a good-looking lady, but she's not, like, a sex symbol. And that's what I mean by that, by the way. Let me take that back. She's not this, like, sex symbol.
Sex pot. I think would be a better
term. Okay, she's not. That's not her character.
Right.
She's the girl next door that's adorable.
Yeah.
And everybody loved her. And she's goofy, and she's funny, and she's cute, and what do you do with her? Nothing.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is, like, though, I think the best part about, and I'm kind of going to jump off of what you said before. The best part about that women's revolution thing for me was that, like, you're like, yo, these ladies could work. And there was that feeling of competitiveness.
Yeah, very much.
I will be the best. And yeah. But now it's very much distilled at this point to, like, you're either, like, a bitch or you're nice.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's no, like...
There's no in-between.
There's no in-between anymore. And I feel like that's why it kind of falls flat. Yeah. And then, like, with the Naya and Ronda thing, it's just awkward as hell. You know?
I don't think it's going to be as bad as people think it is.
Okay.
I think they are very, very careful with Ronda. And from what I'm told, they are practicing these matches all day long, mm-hmm. every day. Because it has to look good. Ronda can... There's no room for error with Ronda.
Yeah.
Not even this much where you say, oh, okay, you know what? She had a bad match. There's no room for that because everybody's looking at this.
Yeah.
The MMA fans are looking at this and the WWE fans are looking at this and they're expecting it to fail.
Right.
A lot of people want this to fail, which I don't get that mentality.
Yeah.
You want this to do well. And I'm a cheerleader for Ronda because I like MMA. Mm-hmm. I think she's very talented. Uh-huh. I think there's, again, it factor, right? You look at her and you say, she's got it. But at the end of the day, you know who's going to be this generation's most over female wrestler?
Mandy
Rose. At the end of the day, mark my words, give it a couple of years. Mandy Rose, and I'm not counting injury or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm saying if things go as planned, she will be the champion. She will be the one.
Yeah.
That is the one for them.
Yeah.
It's Mandy Rose. That is the secret project for them.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how many figure eights Charlotte puts on.
Exactly. I agree.
It's Mandy Rose for them.
She's got that intangible thing.
She's Vince, ha! She's buxom.
She's
bombshell.
Every B word.
Bodacious.
What a bod.
What a bod on her.
Also,
I went to go see Treehouse, by the way. I drove up to Connecticut. We hung out.
Nice.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Yeah. Linda was very upset with him.
Oh, yeah?
He's all about Memorial Day, and he loves hot dogs.
Okay.
And he'll just, like, just buys ballpark Franks.
45 hot dogs.
And it's always ballpark Franks. It's, like, the most unhealthy hot dog.
I hate ballpark.
And he goes, and he puts it in his trunks. He goes, Linda, check out my wiener. And he flashes her with hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
It's like 8 hot dogs in his trunks.
Is that when you pulled up in the driveway?
That's when I pulled up. And then Linda goes, you deal with him.
Do you know what MMA stands for?
Moochie Moochie Ass.
I was going to say Mad Men Always.
Mad Men Always, no.
But, you know, Moochie Moochie Ass sounds.
Yeah, that's what Vince says.
Moochie Moochie.
Let's.
You were in that Moochie Moochie, weren't you?
No, so let's talk about the guys. I have no idea what's going on Raw. Guys. Raw is a mess for me. It's essentially Seth Rollins having a clinic every single week.
Yeah,
right?
Rollins is headed to that next level. Very, very,
dude.
Like, he's ridiculous.
Out of everybody right now, Seth Rollins has become the dude.
Yeah,
he is the dude of this roster. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Let's go up this card again. Mm-hmm. So Nia Ronda, I'm going to say it's going to be a DQ finish. Ronda wins.
Sure.
Then you have the women's. Money in the Bank. It's Ember Moon, Charlotte Flair.
Alexa
Bliss. I was going to say Alexis Texas.
Alexis Texas.
That's Sapphires. Actually, July. I think she's coming in July.
Oh, yeah?
Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Natalya, Lana, Naomi, and
TBD.
To be determined. I don't know who the TBD is going to be.
There should be a female wrestler called TBD.
I would love that. The TBD. He hit him with a TBD!
I think Alexa's winning.
You think Alexa's winning?
Yeah, I think Alexa's winning. Because unfinished business with Naya. Also, I think that is the cash-in that happens at Money in the Bank. I think Naya and Ronda end in a screw finish. Naya gets attacked by Alexa. Alexa gets the pin, and she gets the belt back. So not only does Ronda look strong, but Naya loses the title, and then she has to chase after it again.
I'm looking at this. It's not going to be Ember Moon.
Tell me, man.
Ben, Charlotte doesn't need it. Becky could use this.
No. I can't see
or Natty, or maybe Natalya wins.
No,
it.
Thank you. I can't see Becky.
You don't like her, huh?
I I'm done.
You're done with Natalya. I love her.
I'm done.
She's weird, dude.
She's adorable. I'm done.
Naomi doesn't need it.
No. I think it's going to be Alexa. I'm phoning that in right now. AJ versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay, I'm going to call the finish right now.
Go ahead.
Okay? Last man standing match, double low blow,
uh-huh.
Both laid out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. At 9, AJ gets up, pulls out the cup.
Oh, okay.
That's right. The finish.
I think there will be a pillow involved in this.
A pillow?
Yeah, because Nakamura is like the pillow fight thing.
Oh, the pillow fight thing. I'm gonna call AJ, which I don't think AJ should win.
Okay.
I think you need to give this to Nakamura. I don't think this is the right match for Nakamura to win, though. This okay. is everything is pointing that he's going to wear a cup finally, and
sure.
it's going to be a double low blow, and he's going to stand up.
Uh-huh.
And then Nakamura is going to just squirm around on the floor like a dying fish.
So Nakamura wins, gets the title. AJ gets his rematch. Nakamura wins again.
I think this is the blow-off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
SummerSlam, Nakamura, Daniel Bryan for that title. If Daniel Bryan's in that Money in the Bank, I think...
If Daniel Bryan's in the Money in the Bank... Okay, let's look at who the men are. Hold on.
Braun.
Okay, Braun.
Finn.
The Miz.
Rusev.
Bobby Roode.
Kevin Owens.
And...
One of the New Day.
Which I think this is going to be the beginning of the end.
For New Day.
Yeah, I think it should be Xavier Woods.
Okay.
And does Joe win over Bryan?
Ugh.
Who's Joe in a program with?
Nobody.
Who could he be in a program with?
Daniel Bryan.
On this roster?
Yeah. Daniel Bryan. I think Joe could be in a program with anybody.
No, unless Big Cass comes out and fucks Daniel.
That's right. Nakamura, Joe, Nakamura Styles.
You know, this is the four, right? This is the four that we're talking about. We're talking about Daniel Bryan, Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Right.
That is the core right now.
On SmackDown.
I mean that's all you need. There's enough program here.
Yeah.
The thing that makes sense to me, because I don't think Joe and Nakamura make sense.
Okay.
But Joe and AJ make sense. Daniel makes sense with all of them.
Yes.
To be honest.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be the rotation there. But if I'm looking at this and I'm trying to figure out SummerSlam, Daniel can't win this. I think they need to hold off on Daniel getting that title.
Okay.
It's not the moment. I think his moment will be WrestleMania next year when he's, you know, they're leading up to this.
Okay.
And going into the Fox deal on SmackDown, if they keep him on SmackDown,
okay.
You want Daniel Bryan as your champion.
Does he win the Rumble next year?
I've heard nothing about the Rumble.
Okay.
I know that they have some ideas, working ideas, but I've gotten nothing.
That's
nothing.
Interesting.
I've gotten nothing for WrestleMania. And I've gotten nothing for Rumble, which is fascinating because that never happens.
The
only thing I know is Charlotte and Ronda is tentatively closing out the show.
They're playing, I know that the creative is playing everything very last minute because they don't want anybody knowing anything. They're eliminating the blabbermouths.
I don't know. You know what? That maybe. Did you hear that? Because I've gotten shit the last couple of weeks. I heard about the Fox thing like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
but I didn't have. And I've had nothing answered.
As far as creative plans go, apparently they're letting the workers know literally as they're in Gorilla.
You never want to work the boys like that. But.
So, you know, apparently that's the last few major surprises. That's what happened.
So we also have Brock Lesnar, remember?
Yeah, who cares?
Okay, so let's look at this. Okay, so Brock, you know what? I think it's going to be Braun. Braun's going to win it, cash it into Brock, beat Brock at SummerSlam.
Okay.
Braun's the champion.
Braun and me, brother.
Braun has a run with the title. Who beats Braun at the end? Finn, I think, beats
Finn,
Braun.
Absolutely.
Lesnar goes on with... I don't even know.
Roman.
Well, Roman's not in this.
Yeah.
Right? Roman's not in
Roman's
this.
Roman's fighting Jinder Mahal.
Jeez, that's going to be a... I can't even move these around. The only thing I could say is anybody could win this. This is actually good. It's not going to be Bobby Roode. It's not going to be Rusev. It's not going to be The Miz.
Might be The Miz.
I would put Joe in this.
Okay.
Because then... you would have that nice moment of Finn, Joe, and Braun. You know, those would be a nice mix in this,
yes,
in this match.
Yeah.
I could also see the Daniel Bryan staring up against Braun, mm-hmm, hitting him with everything and not doing damage at all.
Yeah.
You know, these are the spots that you kind of build a match around.
Right.
You know, when you're putting it together. I don't know. I don't even know. You know, this is great, right? This, mm-hmm, is actually a lot of fun because I can't predict,
yeah,
looking at this on paper.
I think that's the best part about where we are now in terms of the WWE landscape. A lot of stuff you're just kind of like, well, that came out of nowhere. Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal. A year ago, would you have been like, that's a pay-per-view match right there?
A year ago, yeah. Didn't Jinder start
his
run?
That's right. Yeah. He started his run last year.
Can we talk about Bobby Lashley?
What's
going on with him?
That's the other match that's probably going to be added to this.
Bobby Lashley and who?
Bobby versus Sammy.
I think that's a weird combination.
I like how bizarre that feud is. How did you feel about the This Is Your Life thing?
Oh, dude, that was weird.
It was very,
huh,
cringeworthy.
Oh, what was that?
I think it was, I don't know, but I feel like there could have been more to it that they didn't want to go into. There could have been less to it. They tried to do what was best for everybody.
I don't get
it. It's very cringeworthy.
So what's up with the whole sisters thing? What's the deal with that? Why?
Because, well, he did a sit-down interview.
Yeah, I saw that. But right? Why? What was that interview about other than how much he loves his family?
That was pretty much it. And then
Sammy, that he's a good man?
Right. And then Sammy doesn't believe that. It's bizarre. It's very bizarre. I'm not even going to try to explain it away. But in my head, I do feel like at one point Vince was like, and his other sister has a mustache. And that's it. That's how they made it happen.
That's weird, dude.
Get the mustache, the sister out there.
And
that was it. It was very, very ridiculous. What's the matter?
Something, dude, by happened, the way, Mike Kanellis looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
The dude he weighed about 182 pounds, mm-hmm, at the Greatest Royal Rumble. He's up around 200 now. This guy has gotten in unbelievable shape. I think he's going to have a, yeah, nice little run.
We Like Wrestling says, Lesnar moves to SmackDown, which I feel like would be great.
Lesnar going to SmackDown?
When they move to Fox.
Maybe.
He's a huge Republican.
Lesnar Joe, he's Canadian.
Ah, that's right. He's Canadian now.
Lesnar Joe would be a nice move, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. Lesnar
I'd like to
Joe.
See the return of that feud.
Yeah. That's awesome. I also think we need to get, unless dude Daniel takes it and goes, I'm not going to cash AJ Styles. I'm going to cash Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And that's the match at SummerSlam, and he takes the title off of.
Yeah.
Those titles, man, I don't know. There's too much happening. I hate. I guess it's good because there's so many good wrestlers out there that if it was one title, who would be in the title picture right now? If you take Brock Lesnar out.
Oh, boy. I think everybody that we just mentioned, like the upper tier of the main eventers.
Yeah.
So Roman, Seth, arguably, Finn.
I just don't understand why they didn't bring the world title. I still don't get that move, the universal title.
It's fine. I think that was it. That's the last nail in the coffin. Goldberg's done. That he's the last vestige of WCW.
Yeah, that was it.
They buried the debt. You don't need the title anymore. You know, this is Vince's universe.
Yeah.
The universal title.
Yeah.
I personally feel like I'm done with Lesnar as a title holder. And, you know, you could say what you want about backstage politics, but, like, it's kind of weird that he's just going to hold that title
until CM Punk's
to beat
in.
CM Punk's
How
record.
Many more days are left? MG Geek would know.
To beat CM Punk's record, whilst also Punk is going to trial, reportedly.
Yeah. Oh, they got, no, it's delayed again.
It's delayed again,
yeah. All right. And then Punk has his fight in July.
And then possibly.
And then
we'll be at All In.
I don't know for sure, but if there was a moment for this to happen.
Yeah.
This would be the moment.
Yes.
I don't know where you go after that. I don't know where you go.
Japan.
He goes to Japan?
Uh-huh. Goes to Japan, does like a little Japan tour.
I see him and Jericho having a match.
Yes.
Somewhere.
I agree with that.
I see that happening.
Punk Jericho in Japan.
Punk Jericho in Japan would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Has Punk did Japan? Punk did Noah, right?
I'm not sure.
But is it, does this... Again, we also have to look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
the wrestling has evolved tremendously since Punk left.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta, he's a great character, but as far as going up against the Kenny Omegas and all this stuff, I think CM Punk could be a huge, huge name on the independents.
Absolutely.
You know, look at Cody, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the dude right there.
But that's a different, see, it's very different because I think on the indies, maybe Punk's been there, done that, right? Whereas you put this dude in Japan, he's got a whole slew, this is fantasy booking also, he's got a whole slew of amazing opponents to work with. And also, look at your top elite wrestlers that are, that like Jericho, okay. Rey Mysterio,
okay,
whom Punk had great programs with both of them.
That are available.
Right, that are available. And you put those two in any kind of match in Japan, it's box office.
I want to see Brock Lesnar. I want to see Batista and
Punk
in, like, not WWE.
Sure. All In. That's the main event for All In.
Yeah. Does Hulk Hogan show up at All In?
Yes.
Yeah, brother, I'm All In.
Brother, I'm here.
I'm just trying to think of scenarios that this could work. Listen, I think it's September. You know, everybody gets the itch.
CM Punk wins the lawsuit, wins his UFC fight.
I don't know. Do you think he's going to win that UFC fight?
Goes to All In. I don't know.
I hope. I hope he wins.
Yeah, me too.
I'm cheering for him to win because I want him to, you know, he wanted to do this.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, I know that he's been training really, really hard. Like, really, really hard. But, you know, to get back into wrestling, this guy hasn't wrestled since 2013, right?
14. January, February January, 2014.
Yeah, 2014. 4 years?
Yeah.
4.5 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, but you also don't know if this guy's like bumping around with the Young Bucks.
I don't think so. No,
you know,
so.
Like hanging out and hanging out in rings.
I don't think so. I don't think he's hanging around in rings.
He could be Bernard the Business Bear or the Drug Free Bear.
He might. I think he's going to be the
bear.
You think
that's going to be the reveal?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
And he's going to attack Cody.
I want to see Punk versus Kota Ibushi.
I want to see Punk versus.
If he does, if
Kenny, I want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Kenny's going to probably get that title, right?
I would hope so.
I think this is the moment.
2 out of 3 falls match. That would be beautiful. Come down to the third fall. Triple one winged angel.
I think he gets the first fall.
Okay.
Okada gets the second, and Okada nearly gets the third.
Okay.
And he finally hits the one winged angel.
Yeah.
And then wins.
He's the best.
So good. Because remember, he's always kicked out of the one winged angel.
Right.
Always.
Yeah. Ugh. Excited.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be a wrestling fan, yeah. No matter what anybody says.
I love the way that guy runs the ropes.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what does it for me.
He hits it hard.
He hits it hard, and he does that weird, like, he's very aggressive on that first, like, drop of his leg.
Yeah. You know, speaking of running the ropes, you know who hits the ropes very hard, which I enjoy? Seth.
Seth does, yeah.
Seth does a little bit of that Austin lean into the ropes, you know, just slingshots off.
Yeah, dude, have you been listening to Eric Bischoff's podcast?
No.
Okay, so you should listen, 83 yeah. Weeks. Yeah, Conrad is the,
cool.
You know, to Conrad Trail.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying this all the time. He's probably the best wrestling interviewer today.
Sure.
One of the best, like, podcast hosts when it comes to this kind of genre.
Yeah.
He, it's interesting because apparently everybody thinks Bret Hart is full of shit.
Okay.
About everything. So, it was funny because he did Bret Hart in WCW with Eric.
Okay.
And Eric is very honest about not remembering and, like, when he screws up. He's like, yeah, that was a total F-up. That was terrible. That was this. That was that. And then, like, there are things that Bret Hart has said. And he's like, dude, that never happened. It never happened like that.
Yeah.
And Conrad, so it was like a 2-hour thing of, like, Eric Bischoff being like, I never heard of that. I have no idea why he's saying this. I have no idea why he's saying that. And then you see... he did the show with Bruce Pritchard, Conrad, and they were doing Bulldog.
Yeah.
Bulldog's running WWE. It's the same thing. Like, it's all these weird accounts that Bret Hart has that none of it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, none of it happened.
Who knows, man?
It's interesting. So it Eric interesting. Goes at a point at one point, he goes, you know what? I'm hoping Bret did not write this.
Yeah.
And it's just like the Ghost Rider just putting pieces together because this is like delusional.
Right.
Yeah. Some of the stuff.
I find that so interesting because it's also like if you get to a certain age with vets, with veteran wrestlers, that they will just like write their own mythology. And it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Well, look at Hogan.
Oh, absolutely.
Hogan was supposed to be the basis for what?
Metallica.
For Metallica. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He, He sent an audition tape.
Was that supposed to be early Metallica, or was that like later when he's like famous already? Because I would have loved to see in 1988
Famous Hogan
in Metallica in his like Hogan garb,
towering above
James Hetfield. Yeah. I would have loved to see that. I don't know. You know, it's interesting when you look back at some of this. So I started watching a lot of the older stuff, like pre-Attitude Era.
Yeah.
And my God, how do we stay as wrestling fans? Like, how did
we? We're kids.
How did we watch that?
During that gimmick era of the 90s, like, we were kids.
Oof.
And you know what brought everybody out of that?
What?
Steve Austin and ECW.
ECW, yeah. I remember. So, what, do you remember the first time you heard about ECW?
Yes, absolutely.
What was it?
I was a sophomore in high school.
So, I would have been a freshman?
No,
I was in middle school when I heard about ECW. I was in eighth grade.
I was a sophomore in junior high. No, I'm sorry, in high school. And then this kid that I went to school with, Craig Bachman, I'll never forget it. Like, he lent me like some really hazy.
It was like a snuff
tapes.
Film.
Yeah, because it was just like on at a weird time.
Yeah.
You had to have like a certain channel, and then like he would give me these tapes,
because you didn't have cable,
right? I didn't have cable, and he would just be like, "Dude, it's like wrestling, but it's real.
It's real," yeah.
And that's what sold it. And then I'd go to Wrestling Universe, and I'd buy like ECW stuff and Deathmatch stuff and like all that crap, and I was like, I remember just being hooked. And then I think between the barbed wire stuff and then like the Dudley Boys and Rob Van Dam and Sabu and Taz, like all those dudes, I was effing hooked. When you look back on it, though,
yeah, it was miserable.
It was the same. It was almost the same rationale that Vince had during the mid '90s, but turned up to the nth degree.
Yeah.
So like Sabu was like the Iranian or Persian guy, big character. Yeah. Taz was like, I know what Taz was. You know, I always thought Taz was like a Dominican guy.
You thought he was like a Dominican dude?
Yeah. Rob Van Dam.
He owns a barbershop?
Yeah. Rob Van Dam's like the karate guy.
Yeah.
You had Raven, was like the spooky guy.
The spooky guy, yeah.
The spooky mystery guy.
Yeah.
Like Tommy Dreamer was like the do-gooder. And then you had guys like on the other side of that, like a few years earlier, Duke the Dumpster Drosy.
Yeah.
Doink the Clown.
Yeah.
The Repo Man. Hakushi.
Hakushi was awesome.
Hakushi was awesome. But yeah. Tatanka. You know, like those gimmick.
It was so gimmicky. Yeah.
Gimmick
yeah, yeah.
Heavy 90s. The natural disasters. Earthquake and typhoon.
You know, I'm going back. If I go back, I would say it was probably going into eighth grade.
Uh huh.
I said 1997.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same year. Yeah.
My cousin came to stay over.
Uh-huh.
He was in the Marines and he lived in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to an ECW show in Fort Lauderdale at the. Like the Memorial Center or whatever. It was like an Elks Lodge.
Yeah.
And he told me, he goes, oh, yeah, they're like in New York. They go to Queens all the time. It's a thing called ECW. It's like real.
At the Elks
Lodge. And they kill each other.
Yeah.
And I found it. He found it on like MSG.
Yeah.
So I had to have been 98 then. Because they got that clearance in 98. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
You know? Like, and the first memory is... Cactus, Sabu,
uh-huh.
and Terry Funk in a barbed wire match.
Right.
And Paul Heyman's going, it's too extreme for even ECW.
Yeah.
And they're playing the Phantom of the Opera. Dun, 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 dun. And Sabu's on the barbed wire, you know, hitting it. And I go, oh.
This is real.
What is this?
Yeah, yeah.
Because remember, this is before Japan and tape trading and like all that stuff. And like, you know, you had websites. But really, the brunt of this came from, you know, like alt.wrestling, you know, on the boards and stuff. It was weird, man. It was really surreal to think about it. And I remember the pay-per-view had Jenna Jameson as like a host.
Yes.
And then I was like, my God, what is this?
Yeah. We Like Wrestling says, living in the West Coast, my brother and I found out about ECW when they invaded the WWF.
Okay, 1997.
Yeah.
Okay, so that it is 97. So what would that have been?
Didn't get a real fix till they started doing pay-per-views, which is true. I think like that first pay-per-view was barely legal, right?
So it would have been... So that actually helps it. So it would have been... What year would this have been?
96.
No, it was 1997, I believe. Somebody tell me the year for this invasion when they invaded WWF in Philly.
It was 97.
It was 97. Yeah. Well, do we know what month?
Yeah.
I think it was like September of 97. So I probably heard about it before because I remember knowing what the BWO was.
Okay.
I remember knowing that. So it had to have been...
February 24th, 1997.
February 24th, 1997. So, yeah. My God, it was probably 1996 that I heard about.
And they're
about
all sitting in the front row looking very young.
Okay, so it was probably a little before that.
Mm.
It was probably a little before... I mean, you're going back 22 years. Yeah. It's kind of hard to remember, right? But...
Crazy, right?
Crazy.
And then, like, I remember when I was younger, too, like, I legit thought that Jerry Lawler hated everybody in ECW.
You thought Jerry Lawler hated everybody?
Yeah, I was like, you're a teenager, you're like, man, what's Jerry Lawler's deal? Because, and then, like, he ended up wrestling, who did he end up wrestling, Taz?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who he ended up wrestling. He came to an ECW show, and then he started cursing. He started calling them, like, assholes or something.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I find, like, the King in and of himself
is just such, like,
a fascinating character. Because
which King? Like, he's a pervert, right?
Well, I'm saying, like, commentary King is one thing, but wrestling persona King, where... For us, we grew up on the very much East Coast, right?
Yeah, so...
No idea
who Jerry the King Lawler was.
Whereas, like, this dude was...
The King of Memphis.
King of Memphis, top promoter, top babyface.
One of the top wrestlers in the world. Yeah.
And, like, innovated tons of stuff. And really, like the guy knows how
but
to work
we knew
a crowd.
None of that. We knew none of that.
Exactly.
All we know...
Is puppies.
Well, prior to that, like, I remember...
Wrestling Bret Hart.
Wrestling Bret Hart in the Kiss My Foot match.
Yeah.
I remember that. But I remember when he showed up with Vince and he would just rag on Vince and tell him he's wearing a toupee.
Right.
And I would always think to myself, like, who is he? I've never seen him wrestle.
Yeah.
And then I thought, like, oh, he's really old. But he really wasn't that old then.
Exactly.
He really wasn't. He was maybe 40?
Right.
No, not even.
If anything.
If anything. He was only a couple years older than I am now, but I thought he was way older than he was. I had no idea about this Memphis thing. I just knew that he was a wrestler, and like he probably wrestled like in the back in the day. Because remember that era, there was very little throwbacks to the Brunos and like the Pedro Morales and all those guys, like the pre Hogan era.
Yeah,
it was non-existent.
So 20 years ago, let's say 98, Jerry Lawler would have been 48.
In 98, he would have been 48. So 1993, he would have been 42.
Yeah,
40.
Still
43.
Not that old. Yeah.
Dude, that's 6 years, you know?
Yeah. But also, senior. Like, you know how Vince, it's always been the youth movement.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, it happened to Savage and it happened to Lawler. You know? Like, Vince saying, like, listen, why don't you ease up on the wrestling and we'll move you into a different position.
Dude, the guy's still wrestling.
Yeah.
By the way, Joey Janela and Marty Jannetty had a match yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
It was like a 20-minute match. And Marty did the craziest shit, and apparently was really good.
Yeah.
We do a
Canadian Destroyer?
He did do a Canadian Destroyer the last time. Marty Jannetty pulled off a 20-minute epic match with Joey Janela. The guy took a top rope double foot stomp with a chair, a Death Valley driver on the apron, a top rope splash on the outside table that didn't break. This match didn't have to happen, but Jannetty really cares and deserves our respect.
That's awesome. I want to watch that.
Where do I see this?
Probably on Vimeo.
Joey Janela is going to sign with WWE, by the way.
Oh, awesome.
By the way, MLW has TV clearance for people who don't know.
Sweet.
It's on BN, which I believe is the old, I think it's Al Jazeera,
okay.
Like their sports network, but it's now BN. Some cable providers have it. Their TV looks really good.
Al Jazeera.
Their TV looks really, really good.
Yeah.
And I am very impressed by what they're doing. And it's to the point that WWE is trying to lock all the wrestlers up in contracts.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
It's fascinating.
Oh, the UK tournament's happening.
Yes. That's, next week?
Yeah, at Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah, Prince Albert Hall.
Prince Albert Hall. all I could think of is British Bulldog when I think Royal Albert Hall.
Okay.
Because I remember in that Rumble, 92 Rumble, that's all he would talk about.
And then I won Royal Albert Hall. They fucked him, Owen. They fucked him. Yeah, this week was also the anniversary of Owen's death.
Owen's death.
That sucks.
I really would like to see more Owen stuff.
Yes.
And I really hope the day comes where we get the documentary and we get the story of Owen, because he...
Absolutely.
You know, would he have been WWE champion?
I think so at some point.
I don't know,
he was an IWGP junior champion.
The dude was phenomenal intercontinental champion. What a great character. Yep. Innovator for its time.
Absolutely.
You know, if you think about this guy, he was a big dude.
Do you think he was better than Brett?
Athletically, yes.
Okay.
Athletically, he was way better than Brett.
Yeah.
He had to have been. The guy was doing flippy shit, weighing 235 pounds.
Yeah.
I can't believe we got robbed of such matches with him.
Very unfortunate.
You know, we got robbed of him and Eddie, him and Benoit, him and all these
dudes that came right after he passed away.
And it just, for the fucking Blue Blazer.
Him and Jericho.
Because of the Blue Blazer.
Right.
Because of one shitty idea. And by the way, I'm not putting any blame on anybody.
Right.
But I'm saying, was it worth it? Was the Blue Blazer worth it at the end?
Oh,
you know, like what, where did this idea come from? Why do this? You know, why, like, I think if I'm booking, right? Like, cause I help out with Capital sometimes.
Right.
Like I talk to Matt Ryan all the time. And I always think, like, we're booking something and I have this idea, what am I going to do to get someone really over? Right. Like, the whole goal is to get someone over, not to be like, oh, you know what would be fucking hysterical?
Right.
Let me put a cape on you and a mask and you go woo and you're just an idiot.
Right.
Idiot superhero. Like, I don't know why anybody would book that way.
Yeah. Listen, not your road to hoe, my friend.
Yeah, I don't get it, but Owen, 19 years ago, Over the Edge, right? Was that the pay-per-view?
I don't remember.
What a surreal. I remember watching it, man. It's surreal. I called my friend Harry, and he was like, is this real?
Because
everybody was asking me, like, is this real? I'm like, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is.
It's very hot in here.
Yeah, it is very hot in here. Very hot. Questions, guys. Submit your questions now. We're going to do a couple minutes of Q&A. I got to do What the Tech at noon. If you guys want to stay tuned for that, I'm doing it with John Prosser of Front Page Tech. We're going to be talking about iPhones and iGadgets and doodads.
And DOS.
And DOS.
And Linux. Linux.
Red Hat 6.
Linux.
So if you have any questions, submit them. I really, really appreciate when you follow us on Twitter, at Matt Men Podcast on Twitter, at Matt Men Podcast on Facebook. We also have a Facebook group of over 17,000 wrestling fans. You can find Matt Men Podcast on the discussion board on Facebook.
Yes.
If you guys have any questions, send them over to me. We have a lot of wrestling happening over the next couple of weeks.
A lot of beautiful, beautiful wrestling going on.
Yeah, a lot of good wrestling.
I'm very excited to see what the card is for All In.
Here's a question. Why isn't Baron Corbin champion yet?
That's a good question.
if he had a full head of hair, he would have gotten a Roman push.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to look very freaky bald.
Yes, he is. They're going to do a shave.
A hair versus hair match?
Yeah.
He's going to look insane bald. I don't think he should go bald sides. I think he should just do a horseshoe.
Just to do a freaking horseshoe.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Do you see same day cashing for Money in the Bank?
Yes, for the women.
Well, no, because the title match isn't happening.
Yeah.
There's no universal title match.
For the women.
What's the title match?
Nia versus Ronda.
And then what's the SmackDown match? None. So, no, I don't see a cash-in same day. I'm with Rich. Going to be a sad day when he's forced to be bald.
He's going to be forced to be bald.
You think so?
I think so. Like, remember what they did to Sylvester Lafort in NXT?
Oh, my God. That was terrible. And for what?
Yeah.
For what? Why did they do that to him?
I forgot, man. They made him like a weird vampire, right? Am I thinking of the right guy?
Sylvester Lafort was... There was two French dudes.
Yes.
There was one that was creepy.
Right.
With the chest hair, right?
Yeah.
Not him. He was supposed to shave his head.
Right.
But the other one did.
It was the other one, yeah.
The other one, and it made no sense. Asuka and Carmella is the SmackDown match.
That's right.
Money in the Bank.
Literally just talked about that.
Sorry. You're absolutely right. I don't know. Yeah, maybe Charlotte wins and cashes in on Carmella. Yes, I could see that happening.
Okay. So do a little back and forth?
Back and forth thing, yeah. That's a possibility.
Okay.
That's a possibility. All right, guys. It's very warm in here. We got to get out of here. Question. Why is Carmella failing as women's champion and still getting zero reaction on her entrance? Because it was wrong timing.
Okay.
And the purpose of her having the title is just an in-between. It is pointless.
What I have shame.
I don't know. I don't know why. All right, guys. Time to wrap it up. Go to our website, jfpnetwork.com. Subscribe to the podcast. We're everywhere podcasts are available. And we'll see you all next week.
Take care.